everyone, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast and also another day of Talktober. If you don't know what Talktober is, we're not halfway through it yet, but at the end of this week, we'll be halfway through it. And it is a weekday series that I'm hosting on my Coffee Talks and Flows channel, with Wednesday being regular full-length episodes, much like this one is today. I have already teased this episode more than once, so maybe you already know what we're about to jump into today. And if you don't, well, today I'm going to be unpacking a reading that I got from my go-to favorite. I mean, I guess, yeah, you could say she's a psychic. I personally just really love her because she's very wise and very fun to talk to. I've been getting readings done by Jane since 2018 in Toronto. She works at the Rock Store, and I usually get one every single year. However, this is the last one I ever got, is the one I'm going to play today, and it's from June 2021. And today I'm going to play it, react to it live with you guys. I haven't listened to it. I just went and checked to make sure that it was still on my phone. And I'm going to leave all of Jane's and the Rock Store's information in the description notes of today's episode as well. If you would like to book a session with Jane, or if you want to just check out the other offerings that they have, they do quite a bit. So this is like a year and a half update. That was my door. That was weird.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, I am drinking a homemade, including the pumpkin spice creamer, pumpkin coffee. So let me know what you're drinking down below. And also, if you want the recipe for this pumpkin spice creamer, it's in a vlog on my vlog channel, which is just under my name. And I shared how I made this. So it's actually very, very good. I would grab yourself a snack or a coffee, because it's going to be a long episode today. And buckle up, because we're about to go for a ride.
You know what? I want to tell you, the one thing that I hear from people that are referred or know of me through you is they all feel that they're your friend.
Oh, I like that.
I know that's very parasocial, but that makes me feel really, really warm and really happy. So I've talked about Jane before. There's actually a part one to this, if you want to watch it, from when she did my reading in 2019. And then me sharing whether or not it came true in 2021, which, spoiler alert, a lot of the stuff she said did come into fruition. So that's why this is going to be so interesting. Since then, she got a bunch of bookings from that video. So that's what she said. And whoever did go and see Jane and said that, thank you.
What's going on in your life?
Oh
my gosh, you live in a different place.
Yeah, I ended up buying a house. I actually live near Ottawa now.
What made you decide to
everybody else has left Toronto, so it doesn't surprise me.
My sister had a baby and she lives here. She told me she was pregnant last year during the heat of the pandemic. And I also was just, yeah, I was like, I don't really feel like there's anything holding me in Toronto at the moment. So I picked up and moved.
Good for you. So many people your age have, because without them, it isn't necessary. And is there someone in your life? Because I feel like there's someone strong in your life. And I'm talking about a male partner.
Yes, I am also dating somebody new who I met the exact same month that I bought my house. So
you know what's interesting? I look at the walls and I'm like, she lives here. Like you own it.
Yeah.
This is your house.
That's funny.
I don't think it's wrong with your condo or anything like that, but like, this is home.
Yeah. And
you knew it when you walked in the door, didn't you?
Yes. I didn't look at any other houses.
There you go. You know. That's really good. So this person is new. Mm-hmm. This person has a lot of potential, but there's things to work out.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, Rye, I love you. But it's true. We did. We are very, very different people. And we have definitely had to work through our kinks.
Listen, I'm at the Aretha Franklin School of Relationships, RESPECT. As long as you respect each other's view of the world, you don't have to agree on everything.
Do you see what I mean? This is what I mean. This is why I love Jane. So she basically just said, like, as long as you respect each other and respect each other's views of the world, doesn't mean you have to agree on everything. We do respect that each other look at things differently, and that almost balances us out in a way.
Yeah.
Okay, you're holding something back from me. What are you holding back about this person?
Yeah.
She's like, give it to me. What is it?
I definitely am afraid of the whole, like we're almost so polar opposite that I'm a little afraid that, like, it works and it will work great now, but I think about, like, when we're in our 40s and 50s, what is it going to look like?
Ooh, my relationship trauma is coming to the surface. That's just also, too, like, my parents split up in their 40s and 50s.
Would you really want another person just like you?
Not just like me, but I'm afraid that based on how I am as a person, that I will end up spending a lot of my life, like, molding to him, because I'm very adaptable, whereas he's very, like, rigid in his ways.
Yeah, he's more, this is how I live my life, and everybody else can follow suit. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not his problem, and it's not the relationship's problem.
Right.
Okay, you know,
She basically just said, that's your problem, honey. That is your problem. And it is, but it isn't. I don't know. Anybody out there listening today, if you are a mutable sign or if you don't believe in astrology, if you are just really good at just kind of going with the flow and you might have someone in your life that's really good at taking charge, that can be a great dynamic. But I think that was a valid fear, like the fear of not necessarily losing yourself, but just kind of like being so go with the flow that you'll just kind of do whatever someone else is doing. And then you're like, wait, what do I want to do?
I talk a lot about Carl Jung because the tarot cards are based on Jungian psychology. Jung says your unconscious mind chooses your partner so that you can work things out and grow. And I believe that I think that he needs to be a bit more malleable as you are. And I think you need to be a bit more knowable. This is just the way I do things.
Exactly.
So I honestly think you can grow together, but you know, like, you both have qualities that you both like about each other that are not as prominent in yourselves.
Yeah.
That's super interesting. Let me know if you're listening today, come on over to YouTube. And if you're watching today, leave a comment down below. Let me know if you have a partner or even a best friend, do you feel like your subconscious could have picked them out because their personality traits are helping you work through something and helping you learn how to maybe, like she gave the example using Ryan and I, like I help Ryan open up a little bit and Ryan helps me have a bit more like direction and boundaries, which is actually, wow, very accurate. He's definitely helped a lot in teaching me that, like, to be very firm in my boundaries.
What did you want to talk about today? Because I just sort of took over with the stuff that I was picking up right away, which I don't need to do.
No, I like that.
Every relationship counts. Every single one. You have to be the best person you can possibly be all the time. However, close personal relationships are there to bring up your stuff. And when things like that come up, then that is your opportunity to say, why is this poking the sleeping bear? Why is this coming up like this? What do I need to learn in order to evolve? And that is literally why he is in your life. Now, if in fact you ignore it and you go back to old patterns, and I happen to believe actually quite strongly, any patterns that you set up early on in a relationship are very difficult to break. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to break.
So true. Also the poking the bear thing. Wow.
So as long as you feel you can grow in the relationship, it's fine. But how are you going to be when you're 40? I don't have a clue. And I don't think you should worry about it either.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been listening to all the Talktobers. If you haven't, I did an episode the very first week on whether or not I believe psychics are real, where I stand on the matter. And I probably should have prefaced that at the beginning of this episode and why I do these readings, if you can't tell. She's just such a fun person to talk to. She's very intuitive. She's got a lot of good sage wisdom. I love that. Is a perfect example right there of what I was talking about in that mini talk, the Thursday theory. It's a green flag for me with Jane that she straight up just said, what are you guys going to be like when you're 40? I have no idea. Like that, she has no stakes in the game. She's not trying to sell me on anything. She's just like, I don't know what you're going to be like when you're 40. Don't worry about it, kind of thing, you know? She's not trying to be like, let me see what I feel about you being like in your 40s. Like, she's not trying to do that. And that's why I love her.
Polar opposites of the two of you are the dynamic that's exciting, mm-hmm. but it's also there for both of you. And I do mean both of you to say, how do I want to deal with this? And so, you know, you've got to have your intentions, and that those intentions have to come into action. And I think that sometimes you let things go like a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. I think you just need to really, really pay attention to who you are in the relationship. Never mind him. If you ever learn how to change a man, call me night or day.
Oh my God, I love Jane. If anybody ever knows how to change a man, call Jane, night or day. Wow, I feel so seen right now. And I still do that. I do that with everything though. Like, I will sit on something and just sit on it. If something like bothers me, I'll try to justify it in my own self so that it doesn't bother me anymore, until it bothers me more and more multiple times. And then I'm like, okay, this is really bugging me. She's right. I do. I stew on things, but not in like a resentful way. More so in I talk myself out of being bothered, and then it happens again. And then I talk myself out of being bothered, and then it happens again. And then I'm like, yo, that bothered me. Great piece of wisdom there. Learn who you are in a relationship. Don't worry so much about the other person. Like, what is it bringing up for you? I definitely am going to book another reading with her after this.
The only person that you can help evolve is you. So if you know that, and by the way, you're attracted to his strength.
Yeah, definitely.
What you need to emulate is what you need to copy, is what you need to draw from. But, you know, he's fire and you're air. Oh, no, you're water. Oh, my goodness. What does water do to fire?
Puts it out.
Now, just a second. And what does fire do to water? It makes it boil.
Boil. Yeah, I didn't think of that way. I thought evaporate, but boil is true.
Yeah. Oh, no. So basically, what you're looking at is this. If you have the right amount of water, what you will do is you will temper the fire. Like, you'll keep it, you know, how you ever had like a cookout and you just throw some water in to sort of keep it down?
Yeah.
It can work. In terms of him, he can warm you up, but hopefully not make you boil over.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Wow. I don't even think I have anything to add there. I just really like that.
What does he do for a living?
He is like a builder. He owns his own building company, but he does renovations and roofing and things like that.
Well, he's the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you see, the building person would see the big picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What I say when I get a 9 is you should be a project manager because you can see the big project. So that would be a typical thing for him and a typical thing for you to be a performer. So mm-hmm. in general, your careers are great. Not a problem. In terms of working together, again, Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, as long as you respect each other, it's great. But you being the water have to be the, you know, here's the thing with water. I'm going to say this nicely as I know how. Water is deep and meaningful. On the negative side, you can be loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
You can stay way too long at the fair.
She's used that exact terminology. Sometimes I do stay too long at the fair.
But in general, the other thing about even though you're a 3 and a performer, is people think they know you and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you don't expose that part of yourself because there's so few people that would understand it and get it. So few people would actually get you.
I don't know what to say to that either. I do feel like that's true, but that feels weird to like, because right now I'm hosting a podcast episode. For me to be like, that's pretty accurate. It's not, I don't want that to, like, okay, now see, I'm tripping on myself. There is always going to be a part of me that I don't share. And it's not even that I don't share it online. I mean that I don't share it with like anybody. It's just, there is a part of me that I feel most myself with and at tune with when I'm just like in my own world. And I feel like that's what I think of when she says that.
Don't give away your power to him though, or power to the situation.
Right.
So here's the thing. There's you, a perfectly wonderful human being. There's Ryan, a perfectly wonderful human being. And in the middle is a separate entity called the relationship. So you're both great. It's a relationship that is constantly being molded, constantly changing.
Right.
Mm. And so what you need to do is be awake and aware. And for you specifically, if the wheels start to get off a little, go for a wheel alignment right away. Don't let things slide. Because what will happen is you will be in a situation where you let it go too long and then you're gone.
Right.
And
that has literally been every every relationship I've ever been in. That's exactly how it played out. I let things go for too long. And then by the time it was like, okay, gosh, this is on the table now. It's time to fix this. I was already out. I was out. And once I'm done, like once I make strong decisions, like that is very accurate. This is very true so far. I have no bones to pick and we're pretty far. We're like 30 minutes into this.
So, is he the one? May I look?
Yes.
Let's find out. I hope so at this point.
Now, this is the potential for everything. This is the potential on a $1.65, get you a cup of coffee. So let's start there. But if this is the universe handing you the opportunity, you have free will. You don't have to take it. This is the only card that has on it a wand, a pentacle, a sword, and a cup. And basically what that is the universe bringing it down and handing it to you. It's what you do with it.
I believe it was the magician, if I remember correctly, and based on what she just described.
Last card is actually a legal marriage. It is not, I have nothing against people living together. They're common law marriages whatsoever. Like, right. You know, back to me. But I see a legal marriage. It looks like you're going to at some point want a legal marriage. Mm-hmm. If you take the opportunity. And the first card that I'm getting for the guest is the Ace of Pentacles. And the reason that I like that card is not only is the universe hand, both these cards, the universe handing you the opportunity. It's the fact that when you're handing the opportunity, it's going to bring you more opportunities. But these are things that you have to manifest that are given to you. And this is spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially, all things together. But it is actually for you to develop in all those areas, not just one. If you accept the challenge of growing in all four areas and standing up for what you believe in, and what you believe is important enough to say, I want to stand my ground here. I can go back to Ryan in a minute, but when I get stuff, I got to talk about it unless you tell me to shut up, which I probably will.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there some aspect of your business, like a chunk, that you've changed or you're moving forward or doing something different?
Yeah, I did. I launched a membership under my brand, but my career is definitely an area that I feel like I'm really lost and struggling in, because even though I'm technically doing all the things that I planned, something still feels like unclear to me and uncertain. And in my personal, I've separated myself from a brand and created a business and brand that's not under my identity, but my identity is where I grew a following online. And now my business is still, it's growing slowly, but my personal accounts online are now losing following. On my personal accounts, I share my personal life. On my business accounts, I share more like motivational talks and life advice and things like that. So one's personal, one's more focused on other people.
Okay. So may I look why?
Yes, please.
I wonder what this is going to say.
Some of them feel that you're less... Are you holding anything back? Like, are they not feeling like they're getting all of you, or they're feeling that they're not getting enough of you? Mm. Is there any part of you that you're holding back?
I stopped posting as much. Definitely.
I'm definitely trying to figure out my boundaries online, because I feel like it's almost like I've been reflecting a lot. I've been online for a long enough time now that I'm not putting my relationship online right now. I'm not sharing as much as I used to, because just personal boundaries. I think I overshared for so long.
But that's my issue here, is I feel that you're not giving as much.
Right.
Okay. This might be a weird thing to ask, but if you've been following my channel, or specifically my vlog channel, for a long time, I know that we're over on the Coffee Talk side of things, and it used to be Co's, and it all got rebranded, and like, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see if she caught any kind of wind of that, although it would have been way far ahead of it actually happening, because it didn't happen for another year and a half after this. But it's interesting hearing a couple things here. One, listening to me struggle to almost explain how Co's isn't me, but it is me, because that was always a really hard part of separating myself from a completely different business. If you've been a subscriber of mine for a long time, I will take no offense to if you believe that what she just said to be true. I would love to know if that has ever felt accurate, if you've been around for long enough, because ever since the end of 2018, going into 2019, my personal channels, I took a lot of videos down off of YouTube, which I think really harmed my stats on YouTube for a while. It looked like I lost a lot of views at one time. I don't understand the back end of YouTube, so I've coordinated with YouTube before, and they've helped me figure out ways that I can try and reverse and move things going into the other direction, but I don't share much on my vlog channel anymore. And this YouTuber has been nice, because it's given me a chance to get creative with sharing more personally and posting more vlogs again. But is that true? Sorry, that was the most wordy, long-winded way of asking anybody listening. Has it ever felt like I stopped being as open? And I hope that also you were able to hear my explanation, like feeling like I overshared for so long on the internet, and like shared my hardships, shared my tears, shared so much vulnerability, that when I finally grounded here to where I am today, I feel like I just kind of, I stopped doing that as much. And I don't know. I'm really interested to hear, if you've been around for a while, whether or not you think that to be true. And I will make sure that when I go about reading any comments that might touch on this point of the conversation, I will do so without any taking it too personally. Like, I would just like to know from the other side, because I'm too close to it. It's my content, so it's hard for me to know that, you know? So anyway, moving on.
I think the biggest block that I have right now is me second guessing everything I'm doing and saying. So it makes me come across inconsistent.
Mm. I teach tarot, right? And I name my cards. Yeah. So the card I got for you, I call John Mayer. And because he dated Katy Perry and he dated Jennifer Aniston, but he never quite goes all the way. So they feel that you're holding back.
Right.
Hindsight is always going to be 2020, right? But listening to myself explain that in hindsight, I can see now what I couldn't see then, was that I was going through a lot of transformation. And I just said it, like when I moved, I feel like I finally got to reconnect with parts of myself and parts of my values that have always been important to me since I was a little kid. I don't want to say I got swept into the ego, because that's not it either. I also really loved my life before, and I really loved living in Toronto. But I think that there was always going to be a path that led me back to living in nature, and led me back to slower living, and led me back to just like a peaceful life that's always called to me, you know? And even looking forward, there's still parts of my life that I see unfolding in the future that I've always wanted since I was a little girl too, that I would have never been able to do if I lived in the city. Looking back now, realizing that I was in such a transformative time. I'd only lived in my house at this point when I did this reading for like 6 months. So I was in the middle of so much change and letting the dust settle, but I was struggling with what I assumed people wanted me to still be, knowing that I was changing from that person into something new, or transforming or evolving into someone new. And I think a lot of people, I read a lot of comments at the time, but I also just think I interpreted it and took it to heart too far, to the thought that like, people don't like this version of me anymore. And that was really, really, like, it was a big block for me at that time. So
they want the original you,
right?
And you've grown. Mm-hmm. People that grow with you. People that don't. But I do feel they feel that you're not as present, not as fully, just not sharing as much as you once did.
Right.
Damn. And I feel like there's an even bigger layer to it now, because of course I've also now had a baby, and I don't share my baby for very, very, like, reasons that are very pure. Like, it's not because I wouldn't want to, I would love to, but I value his safety and his protection and his digital footprint more than my own need or wish or want to share. It's not mine to share. His life is his to live. Yes, like, I'm a huge part of his life, but that also puts me gives me the responsibility of choosing how much I protect him. And so that is super important to me. But again, that creates another barrier. And I'm really sorry about that. I don't know. I feel like I should make a note of that I'm really sorry if that actually has been what it's felt like, that I've been less present or that I have shared less. Wow, I'm feeling things in my body as I say this. This feels important, and I'm glad that this is being brought up. So I'm sorry if that's how it's felt. It's definitely never been my intention to make it seem like there was more distance or that I was not sharing as much or as vulnerably. I think even right now, I'm going to look back in a year and a half, 2 years, and realize even still I'm in the transition point, really letting my feet fully ground into the grass, you know? And I feel, even with this right now, Talktober, and filming some Utober vlogs, like, I do feel a shift, and I'm hoping that this is going to be some momentum in a new direction, and we'll see. I don't know. But if in the last few years it has ever felt like that, if you've been around for a while and you've ever felt like that, I know that I don't have to say this, that we don't owe each other anything, right? Like, you don't owe me a view, you don't owe me a click, and I don't owe anybody sharing my personal life or my personal details. However, and like, it gets even further into this new concept of parasocial relationships. However, I just know that, and I've heard and I've read that people that come to my corner of the internet, and she said at the beginning too, like, they feel a connection, they feel a sense of comfort, they feel a sense of companionship here. And the thought that, as weird as it is as a human being, when you feel that sense of companionship and then you feel a friend pull away, that can hurt and it can be really disappointing. And so even holding space for the parasocial aspect of it, I still feel like I owe anybody that has felt that way an apology, because that's definitely not been what I intended for. I was just needing to figure some shit out for myself, and it was easier and made me feel safer to do that off camera than to expose every single vulnerability and every single trial and thing I was going through to the internet.
There's a middle ground to what you're doing, and I don't think you found it yet.
No, I haven't. I definitely haven't.
Damn.
So, and of course, that goes back to you being, you know, you're finding your, you know, what do you do? Stay the same the rest of your life? You can't do that.
No.
It's just impossible. So I don't think this is permanent. I think this is an evolution. I know the motivation is the business part, but would you be willing to talk about personal transformation and the cost of it, and, you know, what happens in friendships and what happens with other people, and how difficult it is when you've chosen to move forward in your life and everybody else is, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, and they're okay with their lives. And so
let me know if you guys want that coffee talk. Definitely could do that. That's a really cool topic idea. Would love to know if you would want to hear a coffee talk on that.
Add interesting people to your life. You don't want all the same people in your life that are like you.
Right.
And Ryan's certainly not like you. So, but he pushes your buttons. He makes you, you know, when he pushes your buttons, you're like, what do I need to do with that?
Yeah.
So this concept of stepping forward and saying, I'm going to be who I am and pay the consequences, mm-hmm. That's everything. That's freedom. You know, for someone so sensitive, you certainly pick an interesting career.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's full of rejection. It's full of people throwing their stuff at you. This is the price of growth. It just is.
Right.
And you are in a huge, you're three?
Yeah.
You're in a huge area of personal growth. Huge. I have to tell you honestly, I wasn't thinking about this. I was thinking about there's a chunk of her business that's coming that's going to be big. You're allowed to be fearful, but you do it anyway.
Right.
Mm. That's the point. And I don't think you should tell your followers that you're not afraid. You know, I'm putting together something new, and you know, every time I do that, I face like, oh my goodness, am I thinking of everything? I wouldn't say I was afraid, but you know, am I missing anything? Am I thinking of everything? But I do it anyway.
Right.
I feel that even now. I've been asked so many times, like, what's going on with the rebrand? What's going on with the rebrand? And I don't have an answer for this exact reason. It's like, I don't have it fully baked yet. I don't know. I'm just, and then you throw the fact that I just had a baby between all of this has been, I think I'm still in this phase. I feel I am, but I do think this month, this whole month, all of the content I've been working on this month has really reignited a part of me. And I still don't know, I will be honest, and I will take her lead on that of just being honest and not pretending like I have it all figured out. I still don't have it all figured out. My gut, my intuition is telling me I'm on the right path. Not that I'm not still focused fully on being a mom, because I am, and that's what I'm doing the majority of my day, but the other majority of my day is this. And for the longest time, I wasn't sure what I was doing, and right now, at least I feel like I have something. I have projects. This is a project, and I have some writing that I'm doing. And so that it's starting to form again, which is nice. We'll see though. I definitely need to book another reading with her.
I want to tell you something that I feel very strongly about. You're going through this to help other people. And that's why you need to be, I feel sad when I say that. I'm never sad. I feel that you're going through this and being able to write about the fact that, you know, you have to stop yourself and you have to say, how do I want to live consciously here? It's not natural. We automatically want to retreat into our, you know, as I say, throw up your hands and walk out the door. Those sorts of things. But I stand my ground. And when the judgments come, I look as I stand my ground. I look and I say, where's this coming from? Is this coming from someone that wants to genuinely learn and grow, or wants to help me learn and grow, or is it coming from their stuff?
Right. I feel like it's also part of my journey to become a mom. But at I feel at the same time.
You know, it's a boy coming.
It is a boy for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So again, and then I want to.
Wait a minute. You know it's a boy.
I it's weird you say that, because there was one time I was hanging out with my boyfriend. I looked at him and it was so weird, but I saw almost like a child of him. And I was like, I swear I just saw our son. And it was a lot.
It's almost like he's going to play hockey. He's going to play sports.
Okay.
Like that kind of kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, hey, this is what your child's going to be like. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I really get this from him.
Yeah.
So here's your son.
Yeah.
I mean, here's your son, and here's where he wants to go. And in between are the outs.
Yep, I feel that.
There's a chair. I'm going to just walk right over.
That is the most, yes, 1000% accurate. Okay, so we were talking about my sister and how she had become a mom, and she agreed motherhood was in my cards, and then immediately was like, it's a boy, by the way. There's a boy coming. He's only one, okay? And he loves his favorite book to read, always picks the hockey book, loves to play with little mini hockey sticks and soft balls, and definitely is, that's where I'm going. I'm going to just push everything out of my way or roll over it to get there. So that's so, so accurate.
I'm not going to move it. He's not going to get hurt, but he's going to be, he's going to be a boy. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
So you don't talk about your relationship with Ryan on your...
I talk about it, but we don't show, like we aren't, it's not like he's jumping into the camera or like we haven't posted any of our pictures online. Like we just kind of keep it all private for us. I talk about him though. Like I'll be like, oh, like my boyfriend got me this or something. Or I'll be like, I'm going over to my boyfriend's tonight, but I don't show him or what we're doing or like anything about our relationship.
That's still pretty true even now. Like I show little glimpses of Rye, but even still, I feel like we keep things pretty private. It's nice. I guess that kind of comes back to the like not sharing as much thing, but it's just something I'm very protective over.
Like I've just learned from sharing past relationships that I don't want to just put it all out there right away. It's probably my parents, but there's something that makes me fear, because I do feel the universe has handed him to me. He's everything I asked for, and then it was handed to me, and here I am.
Like, yeah. That's what the card said. Can you sabotage it?
Exactly. And so
like, sabotage it?
No. He's very much like, he's 7 years older than me as well. He's wants a family, wants to be married, wants all the things. Like
shared values.
Yeah. Values. And he's even gotten, like, we even had a conversation that he opened up where he was like, so where and when do you see us potentially living together? Like, and I'm like, I want all of these things, but for whatever reason, now I'm getting scared.
That's crazy. It's crazy because it's like thinking about that now is so funny to me that I was scared. Not funny, but just like, it makes sense. It's understandable, but we did it. We're fine. We're good.
my only other question then is basically, what is the immediate future of our relationship kind of looking like?
Should you move forward? Yes, that's easy. No need cards for that. You need to move forward. Now things are getting intense.
Yeah.
And I mean intense in terms of you, him, the relationship,
right,
and building it and being heard and him being heard and all those wonderful things, okay? He still gets to feel like the man, but he's not the boss. You're not the boss. Mm-hmm. The relationship is a boss. So, you know, I have to change something. My voice wants to say, there's ways not to do this.
Yeah.
And every time I do this, I get this kid's like, you're going to stop me.
Okay.
Remember me telling you about the owls?
Yeah.
I can swim. I'm going to find that egg. And you never have sex again. He's coming. I don't know what to do, but he's coming.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, my goodness.
She just said, never have sex again. He's coming. And she said something about the Swiss Alps. Like, I'll swim. Like, I will find my way there. I am coming to Earth. And like, buckle up, here I come kind of thing. So that's what she's saying there, that like her voice really wants to say, you know, there's ways around this, use protection, be careful, which we were. And even still, this played out, which is just crazy to think about.
Yeah, so he's, you know, he's got two strong parents. You don't expect him to be some softy.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's a boy. I'm lying down at 5 o'clock in the morning and take him to
Exactly. You'll love that.
Wow. Okay. So just to reiterate, because obviously Jane and I, we both really like to talk, but she definitely hit a lot of really, really accurate points home about my relationship dynamic. And even still listening back to this, I feel like there were so many great nuggets of wisdom. There's even parts of that where I'm like, even now, as we've gone through like a really hard year, are really, really refreshing for me to hear. Ryan is a very strong person, a very strong personality, and I'm definitely on the softer side, but I do have a lot to say. And so that's really interesting. Just so much of that. So she definitely nailed mine and Ryan's dynamic. She said that she saw a legal marriage in the future and that it was almost like this relationship was being handed to me and it was my choice. And two, when we got into the career, she said that I was going through a huge transformation, that people felt like I had been less, like sharing less, less present, and that all of this is actually going to help eventually propel me forward, but I have to use it, that I have to almost share what you lose and what you gain through going through your own personal evolution, which if you would love to hear about that, I could gather my notes and just like things I've written in my journal over the last 2 or 3 years since I feel like I have really changed and evolved. Further than that, there are some things that I cut out of this reading because she asked me about my sister. We talked about my niece, which she was very on point with that too. She said my niece has a very strong personality. She also definitely does. And that she's like a little fighter. And like her spirit is like a fighter. Like nothing will ever stop her. Nothing will ever bring her down. And then we talked about my brother as well and a little bit about my mom. So I didn't include a lot of my family, my personal family origin stuff. But towards the end there, I asked about my immediate future. She saw Ryan and I living together at the end of the year, which was pretty much what happened. We were meant to move in here, except the heat broke. So we basically lived at Ryan's for a bit, then moved in here. And that she saw marriage. She basically said, use this as a heads up to plan your wedding and get married because there is a kid coming and nothing is going to stop this kid from getting here, that it's a boy, that he's going to be very, very much like high energy, chaos in the best way. Those are my words, not hers, but like definitely a lot of energy in the best way. Very sports, very like active, and that he is coming through mountains. He will basically do anything to get to Earth. He did. He very much did that. So she nailed that. That is probably the biggest thing that she saw, or at least felt intuitively coming. It's up for debate whether or not you think that that was just a lucky guess and it ended up happening. It's wild though, because again, Ryan and I were using precautions and it still happened. And to gave me a word of caution, like he is adamant to get to Earth. So you be careful. And within 6 months later, we found out I was pregnant. So, yep, that happened. All this to say, I am going to book another reading with Jane. She does do Zoom readings. So if you're listening today and you're curious, you want to get your own reading done by Jane, definitely check out the Rock Store. That's where you can book in a session with her. I love her. You got to hear some of her sage wisdom today, but I didn't share the full reading for also that reason, that I want people to go and find their own little piece of the wisdom Jane has and get to hear it from her herself. So that's it. That's what happened and what didn't. And I feel like this comes back to that conversation from last Thursday too about whether or not psychics are real. Jane is such a great example because you can tell there, yeah, she did a little bit of predicting, but she did more intuitive wisdom. And through that intuitive wisdom, she gave some guidance. She gave some advice. And that's what I love so much about getting my readings done from Jane. I think that's why she's the one intuitive psychic, whatever you want to call it, that I've always gone back to. And just very sweet, very wise. And every time I do readings with her, she gives really good guidance. Let me know if you guys want to do a third part follow-up next year after I get my reading this year from Jane. I would be happy to do that. Maybe we can reconvene October 2024 and find out whether or not my reading from this year ends up being accurate. I'm curious to see what she would say about the career stuff with the rebranding and all of that, if she would be able to pick up on that, if she would be able to, like, you know, figure it out. As you can also hear or tell, there might be some people that are like, well, you're an influencer. Maybe she did go online and, like, figure out what was going on in your life. She didn't know how to turn on the Zoom camera. She's definitely not doing that. So that is my coffee talk of the day. My coffee is long, long gone now. I will be back tomorrow and Friday for two more Talktober episodes. If you are listening to the podcast, be sure to come on over to YouTube. And without further ado, thanks for hanging out, and I will chat with you guys all very soon. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.